Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Matt Leon. Here's what's happening. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy continues to ease restrictions in the Garden State.
I am signing yet another executive order, lifting the limit on outdoor gatherings from 10 persons to 25 individuals.
But Murphy says indoor gatherings remain limited to 10 people. Additionally, the governor's order allows for recreational campgrounds, both public and private, to reopen effective immediately.
In both outdoor gatherings and campgrounds, however, social distancing must be adhered to. Organized gatherings, for example, must include clear demarcations for attendees, and we strongly recommend that everyone continue wearing face coverings.
The capacity for charter and fishing boats, outdoor batting cages and driving ranges, and other outdoor recreational businesses is also being increased to 25. The Jersey Shore is open for Memorial Day weekend, and officials in Pennsylvania say a road trip to the coast isn't the recommended treatment for cabin fever. Health Secretary Dr. Rachel Levine says they are asking people to postpone plans to visit the shore.
Now, if the weather is nice this weekend, going outside in your immediate area is fine. If you're going to be with other in contact with other people, please wear a mask and practice social distancing. But we're really not recommending that people take long trips, including trips, as the governor has talked about, to the Jersey Shore.
Philadelphia Health Commissioner Tom Farley says he understands people have traditions of going to the shore with their families, but this is not the time for that. He says it's best to wait for case counts to come down to ensure everyone is safe. Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf is set to announce more counties that will move from the red to yellow phase of his reopening plan today, and he says it's possible some could move from yellow to green.
There are counties getting close.
It's been 2 weeks since the first counties moved into the yellow phase. Federal guidelines suggest that's how long it takes for regions to move into the next phase, but Governor Wolf says his decision is based on statistics, not a timeline.
We are looking at how to move counties from where they are to the next phase forward, but we're also looking and reserving the ability to say, you know, this doesn't seem to be working out. Maybe you ought to be tightening down, battening down the hatches a little more here.
Most of the counties still in the red phase are in the southeastern part of the state. That includes, of course, the Philadelphia region, but there are several in south central and northeastern PA waiting to make the move to yellow. Philadelphia continues a downward trend of new COVID-19 cases, but Mayor Jim Kenney warns it's no time to soften restrictions.
We have a major surge in September, October, November. We could be right back where we were in mid-March, late March, or worse.
Health Commissioner Tom Farley says he sees progress in congregate settings like prisons, but now they are testing everyone who is incarcerated.
And when we do that, we do expect that we will find more cases just from that screening.
Farley says officials still have to examine several factors before things start to slowly reopen, like the number of hospital beds available and how fast the cases are declining. The COVID-19 lockdown has decreased traffic, but a new problem has taken its place. Cars driven at dangerous speeds on less crowded roads. The Philadelphia Parking Authority, Scott Petrie, says drivers are traveling at extreme speeds, particularly on Roosevelt Boulevard.
During 4 days, there were 500 violators doing 70 to as much as 125 miles an hour.
The pandemic postponed installation of the new speed cameras on the boulevard, but they're in now and activated. Beginning June 1st, violators will be issued warnings and then 60 days later, $100 to $150 tickets for verified violations. More incoming college freshmen are expected to request a year off, also known as a gap year, because of COVID-19, but getting that request granted might not be easy. Sarah Haberson, founder of Application Nation, says most schools will limit the number of students they approve for a gap year.
They're going to be scrambling and trying to accept students off the wait list, or in a worst case scenario, and some colleges have already done this, open up applications or the admissions process and allow students to apply at this late date.
She says students have to show they're doing something productive during that time, but that is difficult or sometimes impossible because of the pandemic. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.